崇明区2022学年第一学期高三第一次模拟考试，英语听力部分。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Can you take over the post for me here for a while? I have a regular customer coming to see me.
Well, I kind of have my hands full.
Question. What is the most probable relationship between the two speakers?
Two. Excuse me, but I'd like to rent a locker for my backpack. How much is it?
We have lockers in 2 sizes. A1 is a small locker, $3 each hour. A2 is larger, $5 each hour. A2 is more suitable for your backpack.
Question. How much should the man pay if he rents a locker for his backpack for 3 hours? 3. Your son was also wearing a blue scarf when he came in, wasn't he? I think I took his by mistake.
No, you didn't. His is hanging beside the door. I can see it from here.
Question. What does the woman mean?
4. What do you think would be a reasonable price for an e-dictionary?
You're asking the wrong person. Mine is a gift from my aunt.
Question. What does the man mean?
5. You know, I had to leave the basketball game halfway last night, so I never found out who won.
Well, don't look at me. I was just a few minutes behind you.
Question. What can be learned about the woman? Six. Why don't we buy some dustbins of different colors so that everyone here can throw their rubbish into different ones for recycling?
Oh, you can just call the Department of Environmental Protection. They'll be delivered at no charge.
Question. What are the two speakers discussing?
7. That's a nice-looking jacket. It fits you perfectly. Is it something you bought recently?
Thanks. I've had it for quite a while. I've just been waiting for the weather to cool down.
Question. What does the man imply?
8. We are taking our first test in Dr. Parker's history class tomorrow. I hear those tests are impossible to pass.
I don't know whom you've been talking to. My experience was just the opposite.
Question. What does the woman imply?
9. Have you cashed that refund check from the bookstore?
Oh, I must have misplaced that in my desk somewhere. But thanks for reminding me. My cash is running low. I'd better find it soon.
Question. What will the man probably do? 10. Good morning. I don't know Dr. Wilson's out of town at a conference, but I'm wondering if you can check in your computer records and find out how I did on her midterm exam.
I'm sorry, but I'm not authorized to give out that kind of information.
Question: What does the man mean? Section B: Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and one longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
It's hard not to feel sorry for a homeless person you see sitting on the sidewalk. But helping that individual by dropping a dollar bill into his hand isn't always the answer. Nearly half of those who are homeless suffer from addiction issues, which means your money might not go toward food or clothing. There are better ways to help. Firstly, you can volunteer for an organization that makes a difference. Suitable places to begin include shelters, food banks, and charity shops. You can also volunteer to help the homeless learn a skill. Many organizations also seek volunteers to provide legal aid or medical help to the homeless. Of course, donations play a major role in improving the lives of the homeless. Make a financial donation to an organization that helps them. If you don't have the resources to give money, you can drop off food at a food bank or find clothing and household items that a charity shop can sell to raise funds for the homeless. You can also support shelters through donations of items such as computers, cell phones, and household items. What's more, it's also possible to help the homeless community by organizing an initiative yourself. For example, you can start a food drive in your neighborhood, or you can assemble kits and distribute them to homeless people yourself.
Now listen again, please. It's hard not to feel sorry for a homeless person you see sitting on the sidewalk, but helping that individual by dropping a dollar bill into his hand isn't always the answer. Nearly half of those who are homeless suffer from addiction issues, which means your money might not go toward food or clothing. There are better ways to help. Firstly, you can volunteer for an organization that makes a difference. Suitable places to begin include shelters, food banks, and charity shops. You can also volunteer to help the homeless learn a skill. Many organizations also seek volunteers to provide legal aid or medical help to the homeless. Of course, donations play a major role in improving the lives of the homeless. Make a financial donation to an organization that helps them. If you don't have the resources to give money, you can drop off food at a food bank or find clothing and household items that a charity shop can sell to raise funds for the homeless. You can also support shelters through donations of items, such as computers, cell phones, and household items. What's more, it's also possible to help the homeless community by organizing an initiative yourself. For example, you can start a food drive in your neighborhood, or you can assemble kits and distribute them to homeless people yourself.
Questions 11. What is the passage mainly about?
Why does the speaker not recommend helping homeless people by giving them money directly?
What does the speaker suggest you do to help the homeless?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
The average Chinese person is getting less sleep a day than 10 years ago, with the duration falling from 8.5 hours in 2012 to just over 7 hours last year, according to a report released ahead of World Sleep Day. The report said Chinese people went to bed at around 0:33 last year, more than 2 hours later than a decade ago. It also pointed out that people are tending to sleep less and average sleep quality is declining. The study surveyed more than 6,000 people aged between 18 and 71. More than 60% of respondents had less than 8 hours of sleep a day, with new mothers, college students, and office workers having more trouble sleeping. Surfing the internet, long work or study hours, and sleep disorders such as sleeplessness are major factors affecting sleep hours, according to the report. The Chinese Sleep Research Society also released a white paper last week that analyzed the sleep conditions of different groups in China. It said that more than 60% of teenagers use smartphones, play games, and watch TV series when they should be sleeping. The white paper also looked at sleep patterns among 8 income groups. Those with no income slept best, followed by those on high middle annual incomes of 300,000 yuan to 500,000 yuan.
Now listen again, please. The average Chinese person is getting less sleep a day than 10 years ago, with the duration falling from 8.5 hours in 2012 to just over 7 hours last year, according to a report released ahead of World Sleep Day. The report said Chinese people went to bed at around 0:33 last year, more than 2 hours later than a decade ago. It also pointed out that people are tending to sleep less and average sleep quality is declining. The study surveyed more than 6,000 people aged between 18 and 71. More than 60% of respondents had less than 8 hours of sleep a day, with new mothers, college students, and office workers having more trouble sleeping. Surfing the internet, long work or study hours, and sleep disorders such as sleeplessness are major factors affecting sleep hours, according to the report. The Chinese Sleep Research Society also released a white paper last week that analyzed the sleep conditions of different groups in China. It said that more than 60% of teenagers use smartphones, play games, and watch TV series when they should be sleeping. The white paper also looked at sleep patterns among 8 income groups. Those with no income slept best, followed by those on high middle annual incomes of 300,000 yuan to 500,000 yuan.
Questions 14. What does the recently released report mainly reveal?
According to the report, which of the following is one of the major factors affecting sleep hours?
What can be learned from the report? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Kevin. Your roommate told me I could find you here. What are you doing here?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Oh, are you playing a computer game? But we'll have a biology midterm tomorrow, so I thought you'd be studying for it, and maybe I can study with you.
Well, I'm just taking a break. This biology stuff gives me a headache if I work on it too long.
I know what you mean. I've been working on it for 3 hours already, but I'm still confused about some of the theories.
I couldn't believe you were coming to me. I mean, you know what I got on the last test, don't you?
Yeah, I know, but I just thought two heads might be better than one.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. But I wish I knew the student in class two who got full marks on the last test. Was it Elizabeth?
Yes, she's a friend of mine. She can be a big help, and I'm calling her right now.
What? At this hour? It's already 10:30. I don't want to impose on her.
I guess you're right. But you know what? She owes me a big favor. Let's at least give her a call and see what she says. Maybe going over some of the problems with us would help her review the material.
Now listen again, please.
Hi, Kevin. Your roommate told me I could find you here. What are you doing here?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Oh, are you playing a computer game? But we'll have a biology midterm tomorrow, so I thought you'd be studying for it, and maybe I can study with you.
Well, I'm just taking a break. This biology stuff gives me a headache if I work on it too long.
I know what you mean. I've been working on it for 3 hours already, but I'm still confused about some of the theories.
I couldn't believe you were coming to me. I mean, you know what I got on the last test, don't you?
Yeah, I know, but I just thought two heads might be better than one.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. But I wish I knew the student in class two who got full marks on the last test. Was it Elizabeth?
Yes, she's a friend of mine. She can be a big help, and I'm calling her right now.
What? At this hour? It's already 10:30. I don't want to impose on her.
I guess you're right. But you know what? She owes me a big favor. Let's at least give her a call and see what she says. Maybe going over some of the problems with us would help her review the material.
Questions. 17. What are the two speakers mainly discussing?
Why is the man using the computer when the woman enters?
19. How does the man feel when the woman wants to study with him?
20. Why doesn't the man want the woman to call Elizabeth right now?
21. That's the end of the listening comprehension.